This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Rob Bradford is filling in, and joining us now is Tom E. Kern, part of our Tom E. Tuesday, of course, from NBC Sports Boston. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm on top of the world. How are you, boy?
Oh,
doing great.
I know you are. I'm doing so well. We've made it through the preseason. We are sneaking up on week one of the regular season. Of course, cut down day is today, 4 o'clock. Pats and everybody else will be down to 53 players. You were on early with the Kyle Duggar situation. That seems like it's coming to a head here today. What do you think is going to happen with Duggar?
It's interesting. I heard Andrew Callahan talking about this, and he raises a good point, our buddy from the Herald. The fact that, you know, is Duggar not one of the best 53 football players on the Patriots? That's hard to imagine. I mean, he, a couple of years ago, was a borderline Pro Bowl player, and now certainly he's not playing like the guy he was, and whether or not he ever returns to that is uncertain, but he's not an outright and utter disaster, nor is he a nuisance. He's a pretty good soldier in there. So can he lend you stability if you turn him into a hybrid linebacker? Can he lend you stability as a safety? Do you hold on to him? It's the $9 million contract and the $15 million cap hit, but it's still going to be a fat cap hit. So it is an interesting dilemma the Patriots have. I'm sure that they would love someone to take him in a trade, but everyone's going to look at the $9 million salary and go, he can't make the 32nd best team in the league, or 29th or 28th, whatever they were last year. But we're going to give up a player or a pick for that guy when he's just about to be released. So it's a tough spot for them, but I think it's a good point by Andrew. He's a good player. I mean, he's not a good player. The Patriots aren't in a position to be turning their nose up to players who can give them something. But one thing I will add, Rob, before I go to you, I'm babbling here, is that it would follow the trend of moving on by hook or by crook from virtually everybody who was a holdover.
Yeah. How dare you delay me asking which is better, catching a touchdown or hitting a home run?
Tom, I would imagine a home run.
Well, he asked Hunter Henry that yesterday, and Henry, not a baseball fan, even he was like, yeah, home run.
Yeah, well, which makes you feel better, though?
I would imagine the home run. Touchdown.
So there you go. See, what a good question.
Embrace the base.
All right. Communal sense. The home run's great. The home run's great, though, because when you hit it, you think for that split second until you look up and then you see, and there's confirmation, there's a gift there. Like when you catch a touchdown or you're breaking free, there's not a lot of debate. You know you're going
to
score.
See, that's why you're the best. That's the best answer we've got to this question. But Tom, always a pleasure talking with you. And I
talk to you next week.
I see you later. I do. That's all I needed. So I do want to ask you, from the beginning of camp till now, you know, other than Duggar, who is a player or players where we're sitting here now that you said that either in the conversation of actually no doubt about it making the team or on the verge of potentially getting cut that maybe has changed your opinion of them again going back to the beginning of camp?
Keon White would fit. Now, Vrabel did acknowledge yesterday, look, we need all the pass rushers. It doesn't sound like Keon White's going to be moved on from. But the way he spoke about, hey, they're really going to unlock me. The last coaching staff didn't know its ass from its elbow, in essence, is what he was saying. Yeah. But finally, I'm going to have somebody who comes in here and teaches me. And now he's running behind Kalavon Chaisson, who was signed as a free agent on a one-year deal. And he's a second-string guy. And I thought that unlocking Keon White next to Harold Landry, adding Milton Williams and Christian Barmore was going to be, holy crap, now Keon White's going to be unlocked. He hasn't been. And I would say the other way, Kayshawn Booty just keeps getting better. And there's stuff that I'll spout a lot of stuff, Rob, over the course of the season. I thought Kayshawn Booty was really good from the friggin' time he got here. I've rarely seen the kind of body control and hands that he has. And I knew he was good as a rookie, and he stepped out of bounds and Bill didn't play him, and I knew he was good last year, and he eventually came around, even though he can be a little bit of a knucklehead with some of his statements. And he's going to be really good this year. He could be a two for a good team.
Wow. Well, along those lines, Tom, let me ask you this. So the perception of the receiver room, you go into the season now, because maybe it's because of Booty, maybe it's because of Diggs, one way or the other. Is the receiver room landing where you thought it would land when the camp started?
Great question.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I figured Diggs would be a feature guy. You know, I figured that Douglas would be definitely somebody who's going to see the ball about 120 times in terms of targets, and I don't think that's going to be any different. We'll see if Diggs is a guy who still gets 10 targets. Phil was looking at this yesterday, Perry. He's like, Diggs was getting 160 targets a year at Buffalo. I can't imagine that's going to happen here. But those three guys, Booty, Diggs, and Douglas, are going to be the main three out there. Kyle Williams should improve, but I would not put too much money on him being a drastic impact guy at the beginning of the year. And I think Hollins is going to be better. When you think about last year, Rob, though, they had K.J. Osborne, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Polk. Those are like the starting receivers. It was a disgrace.
Yeah, Jalen Rager early on. Yeah, Jalen Rager too.
Jalen Rager.
Yeah, is a disaster.
With a straight face. And we're out there going after they beat Cincinnati. No, maybe this team could get in the playoffs.
Efton Chisholm, you know, we've talked a lot about him throughout training camp. Javon Baker is sort of, looks like he at least embraced being a part of special teams as well. We know Polk wasn't going to make the team anyway, in my opinion. And then Kendrick Bourne, who was kind of on the fence, also banged up. So who do you think ends up making those last wide receiver spots and who ends up getting released?
Really hard to gauge. Does someone want to claim Javon Baker someplace else and say it's a fourth-round pick to your owner? They just left a fourth-round pick at the end of the road. It's easier to claim that guy and put him on your regular roster than it would be, say, Efton Chisholm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would run less risk of Chisholm being claimed elsewhere, but Chisholm's a better receiver than Javon Baker. And I'm sure if Javon Baker was sitting here, he'd slap me in the side of the face, but he is, he's got better footwork. He's more consistent. He gets open and he catches the ball, and Baker's got probably way more speed and athletic ability in terms of jumping, but he's just not consistent enough. So I wonder if the Patriots will make the decision in that vein.
What about Jakobi Meyers? Reportedly asked for a trade out of Vegas. Any possibility that they're able to bring him back?
I was pounding the drum for that before they moved on and got Diggs. I thought it was a perfect move for them because he was making $10 million this year, still making $10 million. and he wants a raise. Now, I can't imagine that he's looking at himself and saying, I should be getting $30 million like Terry McLaurin. But what if the Patriots were to trade for him and give him probably the contract they should have friggin' given him a few years ago with something resembling it? Then, yeah, I would say to go ahead and do it because he's 29. Or I would kick the tires, not go ahead and do it at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
Send him a fourth. Think about a third. But you have to send him a fourth and pay him $20 million at least. Because if he was a $10 million receiver 3 years ago, the way with the cost of inflation.
Yeah, sure.
It's up there now.
It's a theme, but I feel like it's a good time to look back 5 weeks ago. And in that vein, Mike Vrabel. You obviously knew Mike Vrabel, very familiar with Mike Vrabel, both as a player, as a coach. But now we're 5 weeks into this sort of thing in terms of training camp. Has anything surprised you about how he's approached things or just the way he's been the head coach for the New England Patriots?
No, nothing at all. I think he's very comfortable in his own skin. I think he's very comfortable with this area, the expectations. I think he's very comfortable with the message that he is trying to impart to what he wants his team to do. I think he did a really good job. And I think a lot of guys, Rob, you've seen it in baseball a million times. You've seen it in football. You watch every sport. So second time around coaches often, especially when they're of a, you know, still a young guy, which he is just having turned 50, you know, they're like, you know what? When I go in, it's going to be this way. And he was very clear about it. So Mayo last year gets his first job, and as a first-time coach, elevating in as difficult a situation as you could, he had bitching from Matthew Judon, he had bitching from Devon Godshaw, he had no success in free agency because players are like, I'm not going there. So they had to re-sign all of their players who were middling to begin with, coming off a four-win season. So he dealt with entitlement by guys who got paid before they deserved it, who probably perceived, well, they need me now, and kind of acted that way. And they also had pains in the ass from guys like, you know, Judon, not that he didn't deserve it, but he was kind of a dink during training camp, and Godshaw complaining about Barmore getting paid. So none of that is going on right now for Vrabel, I think, because he was very clear about what he expected, and he didn't want to hear any BS entitlement. What about mine? Where's mine stuff?
What was your take on the rat thing? Because, you know, I know that you went on Greg Hill's show, and I liked his response. Said, listen, I was just frustrated. I was fired up. And yeah, it was probably top of mind for him, but usually you don't hear a coach say the word rat. What was your take on that?
At the very end of that comment to Greg and everyone, he did add on that we want to be judicious, kind of, I'm paraphrasing, we want to be judicious with the way we share our information. And I thought that was the upshot of it. He was perhaps, I think he drives home his point in jest repeatedly. And he's not trying to be as caustic as he sounds. And he frequently circles up with people after castigating and saying, hey, how you doing? You doing all right? Yeah. But I think he means what he says at the microphone and the point he's trying to make. The point he's trying to make is whoever's talking about Jalen Polk, whether it be within this organization or outside of it, it's not what we're looking for. And we could look to prime suspects. Who would know? And who would tell Fox's Jordan Schultz? Generally, in my experience, the people who talk to national media members are either agents or front office people. It's not other players because they don't have that access. And why would it behoove that person to let the national media know that, hey, this guy's not going to get cut. He's going to end up on IR. So he wasn't able to do anything this offseason, really, because, you know, he was hurt before and now he's really hurt. So you can draw your own conclusions. So I wonder if that was a direct or indirect caution to anybody within the building who might have thought it was a good idea to play CYA with any of the guys that they drafted.
Yeah, to me it feels like the guy who drafted him from last year. I mean, maybe it's the agent, but I don't know if Vrabel says that if it's the agent, because I don't know, it's kind of out of your control a little bit. But I also feel like
There's obviously a layer of sarcasm with Vrabel, but there's also always a lot of truth to the sarcasm,
yeah.
Right? So, like, when he, like, downplayed it the next day, everyone's like, oh, see, he made it a no big deal. I'm like, I don't know. I think he's going to confirm it. Like, he definitely wants everybody to shut their mouth in there.
Yeah, I remember Teddy Bruschi wrote the book after he had a stroke and his comeback, and he was playing golf with Vrabel after the stroke, and Vrabel kept joking about, I don't want you to drop dead out here. And Teddy's like, you know what? Stop saying that.
Yeah, right.
It's not funny.
I don't like that.
And so that's how Vrabel masked, probably in that instance, to put him on the couch for a second, mm-hmm. masked his concern for Teddy.
Definitely.
By joking about it, or masked his, his own anxiety about, holy crap, could that be me?
Yeah.
And so it's really, he will do that. So it's fun.
How different do you think the roster will look between today at 4 o'clock versus week one? Like how many moves, even if it's sort of bottom of the roster type guys, do you think we could change over the next week and a half?
I would say probably 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. It's probably mostly going to be either people the Patriots are very familiar with because the coaching staff had them someplace else, or just kind of churn at the bottom at number 51, 52, 53. Because in signing somebody, bringing somebody in, you're saying, okay, this guy we just spent months with and decided to keep on the team is not as good as this guy we haven't ever had on our team. You're not going to see, I mean, there's going to be talented players let go and put out there. And waiver claims matter in terms of the order. If you're not a vested veteran, you'll hit the waiver wire and teams will have the opportunity to in order select you, and the Patriots are way up that pecking order. But it's funny, when you asked that, I anticipated you would ask that, and I was thinking to myself, well, do I say they stink and have no depth, so everybody's going to look good to them?
Yeah, right,
or do I
right.
mention that
right.
you just spent all this time with these guys trying to implement a new system? Do we stick with them?
Right.
So I think it's a weird, it's an interesting spot.
Before we let you out of here, Tom, how interested are you in Bill Belichick at North Carolina? Like, I know you're covering the Patriots, you're going to be focused on the Pats, but like this Monday night, only game in town is going to be North Carolina, TCU. Are you going to be paying attention to them regularly, or is it more like, oh, I'll check in?
Definitely regularly. I mean, literally 25 years I spent covering the guy. You know, I thousands and thousands of okay, relax with the thousands and thousands. Hundreds of press conferences
I've
had in, probably thousands of questions.
Yeah.
Had a good relationship, a great relationship, and then at the end, no relationship. But, you know, North Carolina put out a video of him, just the sound on a tweet of him coaching. And it's still fascinating when he's coaching. It's everything else that comes with it that has led him to be at North Carolina that's tough to take. But he's still a fascinating and tremendously, I mean, he's the gold standard of on-field football coaches.
Yeah, no, I'm interested too. I'll be locked in on Monday night, and as many games are on TV as I possibly can. He's Tom E. Kern, NBC Sports Boston. He joins us every Tuesday, and thanks for the time, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Great description of hitting a home run.
Nice to hear you, Robert.
Great description of hitting a home run, Tom. The best I've heard in a long time. Excellent job.
Well, I feel the same way when I hit a drive.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. That's true.
When you hit a drive, you're like, ooh, I croaked after it. Holy crap, why is it going that way?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks.
See you guys. See you.
All right, very good. You've known Tom a long time, I would say.
Yeah. We're the same generation.
That's right. Yes.
The greatest generation. The things that we had to do. No tape recorders.
There you go. Add that to the conversation. Patriots cut down day by 4 o'clock. The only real thing of note I've seen is DeMontre Jacobs was cut. Offensive lineman that we saw, unfortunately, too much last year. No offense to him, but he just wasn't really up to snuff.
No offense.
No, it wasn't ideal.
I like you personally.
No, that was more of a roster construction issue, not even a him, right? It's like those years where the Red Sox have a bad bullpen, like you stop screaming at the player and you're more mad at the front office for putting them.
You blame the hitting coach or the pitching coach.
Yeah. So like Elliot Wolf last year, I blame more than a lot of the players that were out there. But either way, and then also it looks like
I didn't know what Elliot was thinking.
Yeah, thank you. The kicker battle looks like has been awarded to Borregales, the 6th-round pick from this year's draft. Parker Romo has reportedly been released. But we'll keep an eye on all that stuff as more, I'm sure, cuts will come out between now and 4 o'clock. We'll turn our attention back to the Red Sox here coming up, and you can join us as well at 617-779-7937. It's Jones and Keefe, Rod Bradford in until 1 o'clock. Right now here is Bridget with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEI and WEI.com is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox are back in the win column after a 4-3 win against the Orioles last night. And the Sox and O's will play their second game of the series tonight. Lucas Giolito will get the start for the Sox opposite of Kyle Bradish. This will be Bradish's first start in 14 months after undergoing Tommy John surgery last June. First pitch will be at 6:35 tonight. You can hear the call right here on 93.7. Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks will be on the call, and tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show at 5:35 with Christian Arcand. It's also cut down day in the NFL. Every team must be down to their 53-man roster by 4 p.m. This morning, the Patriots made a few cuts. They cut DeMontre Jacobs and kicker Parker Romo. The Pats still have several cuts to make before the end of that four-hour timeline, 4 p.m. tonight. WEI Trending Now is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. Go to FindMassMoney.gov to see if you have unclaimed property. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, and refund checks that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It is a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Bridget Prue, and that's What's Trending Now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free?
Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Terp's going to jump back in studio at 1 o'clock for some pure football with Terp. You never know when he drops a stat of the week, too.
Pure everything with Terp.
He really, it really is.
I mean, pure Pearl Jam with Terp.
He knows Pearl Jam, so he's got a leg up on Roman Anthony in that regard.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, the battle of the early 20s. What do we call it? What are their generation?
I don't know.
What's their generation? Are they Gen Z? Or no, they're probably younger than that.
The youngest one is Alpha, but I...
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Alpha?
Yeah. Alpha, like starting the alphabet.
Roman Anthony
is going to like the Greek
generation Alpha.
Yeah,
generation. Let's see. So he was probably born in what, 2004? Born in 2004. Gen Z, a person born in 2004 belongs to Generation Z, also known as the post millennial generation or Zoomers.
So I've literally never heard it called that.
So it says, yeah, no, that's crazy. It says here, this is according to AI Overview, Gen Z are those born from between 1997 and 2012. That's too big of a...
Yeah.
That's 15 years.
What's 2013 and on?
Were you born 96?
97, but...
Or you were born 97.
Early January. I don't think that counts.
No, oh, yeah, you'd be the oldest.
I'm literally like the oldest one.
That's because...
He's the only Gen Zer with gray hair.
That's probably true.
Unnecessary.
Why do you do that?
Sorry, but he does. Yeah.
So then millennial generation, known as Generation Y or Gen Y, are those born between 81 and 96, which I feel like is way too big of a gap, too. I don't think the generation should be 15 years.
Mm.
Not to get all preachy on you.
Yeah.
But being born in, like, 84, like I was, versus somebody in 94, it's completely different.
Sick brag, bro.
I don't think that even applies.
Well, okay, Keith.
You're not
how
even
different...
doing it right anymore, Nick. Well,
I think you've
lost the thread on this. It doesn't work every time.
Your instincts
Bradfo's
are not
in my head.
He's been very trigger happy today.
It's true.
But Keith, how different do you think you are from me?
You were born in what, 94?
94.
Wait, stop tape.
What? So there's probably a lot of differences. How much time do you have? I would say, like, did you have a home phone the whole time?
We had a home phone until I was probably at the end of high school.
Do you remember a time without internet?
I remember a time with very limited internet. Like, I'd play,
I remember a time with no internet.
No, I don't. I never had
internet.
Okay,
so, like, that to me is a big difference. Or, like, did you ever have to call a girlfriend or a boyfriend's house and be like, talk to the parent or the older brother answers or the older sister answers, and you're like, I got to go, bye.
No.
Okay, so that's a big difference.
I had a little flip phone.
Yeah, so that, okay, no. That's why I think it should be split up more. There's like a probably five-year window of people that sort of had a similar, like if technology was the same as you were like a 10-year-old.
Did you wear tough skins? Just up right there.
What?
What is that?
You don't know what tough skins are?
Me? Well, no.
See, we're different generations.
Do you know what tough skins
are? No, I don't.
What about Heelys?
Heelys, yeah.
See, I didn't have Heelys.
Heelys were the best.
Heelys and like jarts were two things that were probably... ill-advised creations.
I remember.
What's your profanity?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I remember Ecto Cooler. I'll give you that.
I don't know what that is.
See? Different generations.
Tough skins were these pants where parents would buy them because they were made of cardboard, and you never, I mean, they were indestructible.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. But anyway, yes, at some point, regardless of what it's called, you have Terp and Roman Anthony roughly the same age. Roman Anthony doesn't know who Pearl Jam is.
One of them has a $130 million contract.
And I'm not going to tell you which. I'm not going to tell you who.
Who knows?
Yeah, so exactly. So if they, that'll be good. We'll get that at some point. We talked about Roman Anthony and his ceiling earlier. The guy is just an absolute force right now. I am curious. Now, this is clear. This is a question for the offseason. But what does the future outfield look like? They have a lot of young guys. They have a really nice roster right now. But we're trying to figure out where the pieces fit.
You got to trade somebody.
Kind of have to, right?
Yes.
Because you have them all under contract.
What it comes down to is who would you rather trade, Jarren Duran or Willy Abreu?
Willy Abreu.
Really?
Yeah, that's who I would rather trade.
Okay.
I think Willy Abreu is good. I don't know if he has that next gear that we saw. Like, I don't know if he'll ever have a year like Jarren Duran had last year.
Now, but will Jaren Duran have a year like Jaren Duran had last
question.
Year?
Thank you. Good question. Maybe not.
Wow, it's the second good question I had on the show. One from Tom Kern, one from you.
I think a Rafaela Duran, I guess, in left, Roman Anthony in right is probably a better, more dynamic outfield. Both, I know Willier's good defensively, but I just mean like at the plate. Because I think Willier Abreu is probably more interchangeable. The Red Sox had a run where they added guys like Adam Duvall, Hunter Renfroe, your guy Tyler O'Neill, show up, sock 30 dingers, 80 RBI, then move on to the next team. I feel like that's, not to sell him short, because that's useful, but I feel like that's what Willier
Abreu
like is.
You're workshopping your answer right now.
Yeah, no, I'm moving on from Abreu. I'm not workshopping.
Okay.
No,
I thought you were convincing yourself that Willier Abreu was really good.
I think he's solid, okay, well, but I would rather
let's
keep
play
Duran.
Let's play this out, okay? Roman Anthony, where do you want him to play? Right field or left field?
Yeah, probably left field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
So that answers your question.
There you go.
Okay. But he can play right. I don't think he's great at either one yet.
He can. But Willier Abreu is really good at right field.
So that's your answer then. You go Abreu, Rafaela, and Anthony in the outfield and then see what you get for Duran?
I think so. And, I mean, it's not an easy answer. And I know the Red Sox, but this is something that you're going to have to do. The problem is that Yoshida thing is like, you know.
Yeah. Could have had Schwarber, no, but they needed
okay,
Yoshida.
All right. Well, thou who shall not be named or just was named, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's people in that organization like, please, Kyle Schwarber, come back to the Red Sox. I mean, they may be managing the Red Sox.
But here's the thing with that is they and I love Schwarber, and I would obviously take him back like most people, but one of the reasons why they moved on from Devers was they wanted flexibility and not have an everyday DH. Wouldn't Schwarber be an everyday DH?
So what?
No, but like, isn't that why you got rid of Devers? If you were okay with an everyday DH, wouldn't you just kept Devers?
No. You got rid of Devers for a lot more reasons than that.
Okay, but don't they like the flexibility?
And also, okay, let's play that out too. I mean, Kyle Schwarber can play first base. Kyle Schwarber
can
still
play first base. He got like a standing ovation when he had a routine grounder.
I think one of the things, and this goes back to Bregman, one of the things that they have seen this year, which was something that we were screaming from the mountaintops and that a lot of people in front offices don't understand, is the value of what Bregman brings, the value of what Kyle Schwarber brought. When you did not offer Kyle Schwarber whatever the Philadelphia offered him, when they came back from the lockout, they didn't even get in touch with Kyle Schwarber. They said, all right, you know, we're going to go with the guy that we think might be good in Masa Yoshida instead of the guy who, yeah, he has flaws in his game, but we know he can play in Boston. We know what he is. And that's the problem. Kyle Schwarber is the perfect example of how front offices overthink themselves sometimes.
Yeah, I
agree. So what I'm saying is that to have that guy along with a Bregman, that is an elite lineup, and that is an elite clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and Bregman's another thing. I mean, Bregman, I don't know if we have this conversation, but I think the Red Sox don't believe that he's going to opt out of his deal.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. It's funny. A lot of shows.
Oh, you're not.
No, me and Jones are both like, I'm not worried about it. I think he'll be back.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's so much. He basically has a 2-year, $82 million deal.
He could still opt out after next year.
He could.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe they tack on another couple of years. He was just a free agent this past year. He had all these offers from all these teams. He chose the Red Sox offer. He's missed almost half the season due to an injury. When he's out there, he's great. But he's another year older. I don't know if the teams are going to be lining up to give $45 million a year. He's making 41, and he might get an extra year, but if he plays well, he'll get an extra year here.
From the Red Sox perspective, do you say to him, though, say, okay, listen, like we get it. Like $40 million is a lot of money, and you can take that and then maybe move on. But you're really important, so this value the long term. Because as much as we say, well, you get him for another year, that's all good. But still,
yeah,
you need someone – Alex Bregman, you want here for another 5 years. You don't want him just for another year.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would do that, but I'm not like freaking out. Like, if you can't get it done, he's gonna go play for Detroit next year. Like, I think he'll be back. I think he likes it here. I think he likes Cora obviously a lot. He raves about the young guys. It's a good fit for everybody.
I'll also say this: so the alternative, if you don't have Alex Bregman coming back,
that's bad. Yeah,
that's worse than bad.
That's bad. Yeah, he's got you over a barrel, I guess, in that regard. But you gave him a ton of money. He did choose your offer. What about shortstop going forward? Because I want it to be Marcelo Meyer, but the guy unfortunately can't stay healthy. And so maybe does Trevor Story at least start the year next year, like just getting it again. No,
he stores your shortstop. I think Meyer, if he's healthy, he's your second baseman.
Yeah.
I like what Marcelo Meyer not being on this team right now hurts them because you're moving Rafaela and
you get David Hamilton playing second base.
So I like Marcelo. The one thing that Marcelo Meyer did I thought that was well above average was as a defender.
He was
super confident. The confidence that he had when he sat down with you guys in Worcester,
we unlocked him.
I mean, he was just a very meek human being before that. Then boom, all of a sudden. Yeah. But you could feel it. You could feel it when you're sitting down with him.
He's got a presence about him, for sure. The future.
He said the same thing about you guys, by the way.
That's really kind. Yeah, that's nice to hear that. The future of first base. I think we heard famously Craig Breslow at the beginning of the year said Casas is a 40 home run, 110 RBI guy.
Didn't
for his career.
I thought Tristan Casas said that about
They probably
Tristan
both
Casas.
Did.
All right.
I mean, obviously, if you end up trading him, it'd be a real sell low situation. So do they just go into next year, fingers crossed he's the guy, or how do they approach first base?
I think that you can't just ignore that he's going to come back at some point, right?
Yeah.
But you can also say that's the guy. And I think this is maybe where Christian Campbell comes into the mix.
Got it.
But still, even Christian Campbell, like, okay, well, what is he? We still don't know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when you go into this offseason, if you want to prioritize what you have to do, you have to, because everybody's talking about this is a great thing, is that we don't even have to talk about the offseason. We could actually talk about October.
Playoff run.
But you still, you have to figure out what you're doing at first base. I think the be-all, end-all is Bregman at third. And then another guy who I asked at the All-Star game about.
Joe Ryan?
No,
so much Aroldis
Chapman.
Oh, Chapman, 37 years old, but filthy.
Asked him if he had talked to the Red Sox about a contract extension, and he said no. You better start maybe asking that question a little bit more.
Yeah,
right. Correct. Because you want to vote him for Cy Young.
Chapman, who makes less money than both Jordan Hicks and Steven Matz.
What was your reaction when they signed Chapman?
Oh, okay, maybe a setup man. At best, setup man.
Yeah.
Oh, my reaction also was like, not a great guy. I'm not excited about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe Liam Hendricks will be the closer. We talked in spring training with you. You were like, maybe Whitlock. And I was like, yeah. And I also thought it was a bad sign that he was the first signing. Now, later on that offseason, you got Garrett Crochet and you got Bregman. So you're like, all right, if you add that to the pile, great. But no, he has been so much better than I thought he was going to be.
It took me a while. I still didn't buy into Chapman, even when I remember talking with you guys. When I said that, I thought I would put Whitlock as closer. Yeah. But it's because I saw him all spring training. He was awesome. But it was spring training. And this, you have this enormous track record of not throwing strikes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's throwing strikes.
So will they look at it like, hey, we'll negotiate with him, but we're not going to go crazy because you do have Whitlock. And Whitlock proving that he's a nails eighth inning guy, would they just convert him to a closer next year?
I think that's dangerous.
It is.
I mean, if you can get, I don't know what Chapman's, maybe the Hall of Fame or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But if you could get I don't know what Chapman is going to get in the open market. If you could get him at 2 years, absolutely do it. Yeah. But 3 years, I don't know.
No, that's a bit much.
Yeah, I don't know.
He is 13th all-time in saves, third amongst active closers.
Yeah.
Behind Kenley Jansen, former Red Sox great, and Craig Kimbrell, former Red Sox great. Pretty good list.
I mean, yeah. All I can think of is Kenley, besides him being one of the best talkers on the team last year. Do you guys have him on? Did you talk to him at all?
I don't think we did. I think he went on one of the shows.
Big NBA guy.
Kevin Jansen is?
Oh, yeah. He loved talking some NBA.
No, I don't think I ever talked to him.
I think the previous show had him for the Jimmy Fund.
Okay, but he was a Jimmy Fund guest, yeah. Yeah, they're free agents next year, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but it's Chapman, it's maybe Bregman, it is Giolito, right? I think those
Yeah, but
like
Giolito's, I think there's an option.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right. So
if he hits an innings limit, I think it'd be good. He can opt out, but I don't think he's going to.
Ref Snyder, Dustin May, which I know people would be upset.
Yeah.
Justin Wilson.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, a lot of those guys, most of the guys are locked up. I mean, that was one of the things we're talking about with Breslow. It seems like Breslow is good in the offseason. He's good at finding ways to get extensions done. Not so great at the trade deadlines. That's sort of the knock on him. Well, it's only 2 years. But yeah, that's what I would say.
I mean, who knows? Yeah. Steven Matz.
Who's to say?
He's locked it down.
All right, Bradford's going to be with us until 1 o'clock. Coming up next, it is Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
We're looking at a UFO right now. Come here.
I thought he was joking at first. Yeah. I rushed outside.
The suspect has been caught months after firing into his store with a gun and trying to burn it down with Molotov cocktails.
But take a look. A teddy bear that was believed to be made out of human remains and skin was found this afternoon outside of an AM/PM on Bear Valley Road.
All right. Time now for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, Rob Bradford in until 1 o'clock today. And we go to the great state of Tennessee, Rob, for this story. Greenville, Tennessee. Mm. You ever been to Tennessee?
Probably.
Okay, excellent.
I don't know. Probably. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Famously in
Nashville,
Tennessee.
I don't know. I thought it was his own state.
Yep. Nope. Nashville, Knoxville, Memphis. A lot of big
cities. I've only been to Nashville.
Chattanooga, I believe.
Never Chattanooga.
You never went to a Lookouts game? They got a good logo.
I mean, who doesn't have a good logo?
True. Minor league baseball knows what they're doing.
The Burlington Sock Puppets.
Sock Puppets is good.
That's good.
The Beloit Snappers.
Yeah.
It's a little turtle holding the baseball bat.
I feel like baseballs and boring should get a name of a minor league team.
That's smart. You should do that.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. Thanks for the confirmation.
How many people are on the hook now for a tattoo if they win the World Series?
It seems like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I'm just checking.
I'm not going to do that. I'm wearing the shirt, though. That's pretty good.
You could take it to the next level.
No. At least I can take the shirt off. I can always put the shirt back on.
It is pretty. I think I undervalued the fact that the manager of the Red Sox has agreed to get this tattoo.
And now they have to. So he and Giolito both, if the Red Sox win the World Series. Well, no, but on the Red Sox.
Yeah, Pete Fatsy, the hitting coach.
So Pete Fatsy is going to get a tattoo that says baseball isn't boring.
Yeah.
There's a lot on the line.
There's a lot. And I mean,
there's a lot at stake.
There's a lot. People in San Diego, when I told them this,
yeah,
they couldn't believe it.
They couldn't.
Did I tell you they asked Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, if he would get a Bennett Woods tattoo?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You did him that. So he said no.
No.
Is this legally binding?
Did they sign anything?
Yeah. No, the Cora thing's legally binding.
It's legally, okay.
He said it on the radio.
I don't think that's how that works.
The baseballs and boring lawyers say that's legally binding.
I think you get the same tattoo artist just right down the line. Pete Fatsy, Alex Cora, Lucas Giolito.
That's not part of the deal.
Oh, they can go to their own
Well, this
place?
Guy is, this guy, this is the Modelo guy.
Oh, so that guy's doing it. Okay, yeah. You got to book him.
It's a whole M&M. Yeah, get behind.
All right, well, let's find out what's going on down Tennessee.
Morristown man now facing more than 90 federal charges.
Okay. A lot of federal charges. 90 federal
For
charges.
For what?
Well, do you want to take a guess?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
It's a lot of charges. Yeah, it's a lot of... I get the teddy bear with the human remains in my
head. Spoiler alert, it has nothing to do with that. That was just a previous madness. So don't worry about the human skin on the teddy bear.
All right, okay. What is it? Go ahead.
Morristown man now facing more than 90 federal charges after he's accused of submitting hundreds of fraudulent class action lawsuit claims under the names of dead or retired baseball players.
Ooh.
That's right.
Well, this is in our wheelhouse.
This is a story for us. So he's just gone down the Rolodex of dead baseball players, and he's trying to file taxes and get some money.
If you were going to file taxes
under
one dead or retired baseball player.
Smokey Joe Wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I would do Stuffy McGinnis.
Stuffy McGinnis is good.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You could go old Hoss Radburn.
Sure.
Would be a good one. That might be a little bit of a red flag.
Earlier this month, 69-year-old George Ruth of Morristown was indicted on 91 criminal counts, including mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, and a slew of other felonies, and this indictment was unsealed today.
Wait a second.
You guys are a maniac.
No, but wait a second.
What?
The guy's real name.
There's no way it's his real name.
Yeah.
No.
George Herman Ruth. That's probably how he got the idea.
There's no way.
Yeah. So now he's filing for taxes under Oil Can Boyd.
Oh, that's right. That's a good one.
Oil Can Boyd.
I would definitely. I mean, I may not have done that already.
Yeah.
But.
Sloppy Thurston.
Sloppy Thurston. Yep.
Sloppy Thurston.
Well, he is accused of fraudulently using the names of dead or retired baseball players.
I like how it's also retired players, not just dead players, but he's also
Albert Pujols.
Yeah, put me down as Albert Pujols.
Congratulations, James Paxton. You're in the mix.
And they're all from Tennessee now.
Could be. These guys making money off it.
George Herman Ruth is listed as his legal name on the court paperwork.
You're not buying that.
No.
George Herman Ruth. Could be. Maybe he was named after the late great ball player.
Could be your legal name because you changed it to be your name, but.
True. But then if you were filing taxes, you'd have to file under your legal name. And if that's now your legal name.
Can we get the list? Because
I really want the list.
If Bud Weiser isn't on there. That was an actual guy.
Bud Weiser.
Yep.
There was also a guy named Cannonball Titcomb. There was also a guy named Rusty, which I don't think we can say his last name.
No, Rusty Koontz.
Oh, is that what
he's
it was?
He's a coach, yeah. Yeah.
That's not the other one, Keith.
Yeah. That's not how I pronounce
it.
It is unclear, though, if that suspect may have changed his name to match that of baseball icon George Herman Babe Ruth.
Oh, okay. Bridget, you might be onto something. Maybe he did. Legally changed.
I mean, this poor guy. We just took a
No. Who? Rusty?
John Oscar Dickshot. Johnny Dickshot. But he had a nickname.
Do we have to bleep this?
I think you're fine. It's his name.
No, it's his name.
It's his God-given
John
name.
John Oscar Dickshot, nickname Ugly. Well, if it's not bad enough that you have your rule,
call him Ugly.
If convicted, he could be facing up to 20 years plus a mandatory consecutive two-year sentence, a term of supervised release up to 3 years, as well as a fine of up to $250,000.
Yikes. Guys, hit it. Guys, absolutely.
It was all worth it, though.
It was.
All right. Thank you, Bradford, for the time this week. We really appreciate it.
Brian from Creighton.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, Terps is going to be in studio here for the final.
Yeah, hey, I just want to wish you, and I've never felt more honored to be here on the anniversary of the one-year anniversary of your show.
That's true. We made it 1 year. I don't know if there's a cake waiting for us in the break room. I
mean, that guy that we made, did the bet that we lasted longer than
we had a guy calling the show last year who said Gerard Mayo is going to last longer than Jones and Keith.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he lost that pretty quickly.
I think at some place, in that show, they said August 26, 2024. He said a year from now, if the show's going really well, we'll have Rob Bradford as a co-host.
Yeah, we're going to get Bradford in.
And we did it. We pulled it off.
I made cookies that said, you did it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Bradfo. Baseball isn't boring. Check out the podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. One final hour to go, including Grab Bag at 1:30, but Justin Turpin will join us in studio coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.